Father, we thank you so much, God. Our eyes are on you this morning, Lord. We thank you for this time of fellowship and gathering of us mighty women of yours, God, to come and to fellowship together with women of precious, like faith, God. We thank you for the fellowship and the food, but Lord, even more, God, we are so grateful for your presence here with us this morning, God, because it's your presence that will change us. It's your presence that changed us and continues to change us. And help us, Lord, that we would always look to you and your presence to continue to change us, Lord. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful for your Holy Spirit. It changes us from the inside out. You are so good, and your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Say, Father God, you're speaking to me this morning. And my ears are open. And my heart is too. To hear exactly what you want me to do. And by your help and by your grace, I will do it. I will take my place. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to give this message this morning a title. We will title it Commissioned for Consecration. Commissioned for Consecration. And I know consecration can kind of sometimes, that our flesh, anybody's flesh, doesn't like that word necessarily. But it is a beautiful word and a beautiful sight in God's eyes. And, you know, it's funny, I think about, you know, sometimes, and seriously, ladies, this morning, I just feel like I'm on a mandate, you know? I was just so burning in me this morning. There is a mandate for us here this morning to know that we are being commissioned for consecration now. And, you know, each one of us are at different places in our lives with the Lord. You know, maybe there's someone here this morning who hasn't even ever been born again, you know? But then once we're born again, but then who knows, it's a process. You know, when we were first born again, we were immediately given a brand new spirit. But who knows, we got the same soul and we got the same body. Well, we're going to have the same body until we leave for heaven. Amen. So we can do our best we can to take care of it. But nonetheless, this life is not about this body. It's going to turn to the dust that it came from. So we don't want to spend our time too much on that, but rather on the man on the inside. That's what's going to go to heaven. And for some people, hell. And we want to be sure we're going to the right place. Amen. And while we're going there, we want to make sure we get enough knowledge and enough understanding and enough of God's presence in and on our lives that people are drawn to us and they want to hear what we got to say. You know what we got to say? Jesus. Jesus is alive. He is the only way. He is the truth and he is the life. Amen. And he's the way to heaven. But I believe his mission for us is to grow in our consecration to him. You know, and I know even in my own personal life, there's certain times, you know, the Lord's really dealing with me about things. Can anybody relate? Amen. But you know what I love about those times when he's dealing with me about something and I feed on that in the word, different scriptures about that. I listen to teaching tapes about that. As I do that, I just know and believe that through those words that I'm listening to and feeding on, there is power. You guys know that have been here while you know I'm big on that. There is power in those very words that I'm hearing to do exactly what God is requiring of me to do. And so this morning, know that these words, his word is filled with power. This is not just like, oh, I figure, oh, well, just kind of picking out of a hat what subject to, you know, speak on at the Bible study this morning. No, I never do it that way anyway. But I'm telling you what, today more than ever, this is just, it's a mandate. And so it's serious business to the Lord, consecration. And I'll bet you some of us might not even have come this morning if you knew I was going to minister on it. You just have to be funny because that flesh is fickle. It don't like it. But you know what? The spirit man loves it. And this is the way to true victory in life. It is. Consecration is a beautiful word. What does consecration mean? It's a dedication to God's service. the act of setting apart or dedicating something or someone for God's use. That's what consecration is. And again, we're all at different levels. Once we're born again, you know, we're all at different levels. It's not like one day we consecrate our life to God and then like all of a sudden we're done with that. We can go on to some new business. No, it's a life of consecration. Day by day, it's a process of growing in our understanding of how much the Lord loves us, and then that we're able to then love him back because we see how much he loves us. Don't try and love him before you really see how much he loves you. Because we love him because the Bible says he first loved us. So first we want to see how much he loves us. And to the degree that we see how much he loves us, then we can love him back. And then as we do that, there's things that the Lord requires of us as we grow. You know, think about it as a child. You know, some of us, you know, you had a baby. And who knows, we're not requiring much from them. But, you know, poopy and pee-pee diapers and, you know, feeding the milk. I mean, not much is required of a baby. But who knows, we don't expect those babies to stay in those diapers. Hallelujah. There is light at the end of the tunnel. And we're not to feel condemned about maybe possibly where we're at. Be happy with where you're at, but keep pressing on to the next things God's got for us. He expects us to grow. If you're his child, just like you expect your child to grow, he expects us to grow. Amen. So I just believe this is just kind of like a, come on, let's do this kind of thing, a gathering of the ladies to say, come on now, let's do this. And what I love is when God gives a rhema word, like I said, there is such power behind that to actually really do it. There is supernatural help. Not like there's not supernatural help other times, but I just know in my own life, when he's dealing with me about something specific and I act on that, there's such power in the obedience to follow through with what he tells you. It's not by our own might or our own power. It's by the Spirit of God that we do what he's calling us to do. Amen? Has anyone ever tried it on their own? Man, we'll fail time and time again. So let's not, don't try and do this by yourself. We take a hold of the Spirit of God, and he is an ever-present help in a time of need. He is. He's always there. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So it's our job just to hold on tight. Hold on tight. And he said he'll never leave you. He's not going to shake off your hand and say, forget it. No, we're the ones that shake off and say, God, I'm going this way. And we're not doing that anymore. By the grace of God, we don't have to do that anymore. But listen, so first, with this commission, we're being commissioned to consecration, or we could say a new level of consecration. And I'm telling you, you know, we all have our own choices. When this is all said and done today, you might be like, nah, you know what? I'm happy with where I'm at. Well, you know what? Then you're fine, and you're responsible for that. I'm not responsible for you. I'm only responsible to bring the word of the Lord that I believe he put in me this morning to do. But we can do this. So first, to move into this new place of consecration, first there's a setting apart from the world. And don't think, oh, well, I've set myself apart from the world already. We all have to a certain degree, but again, there's new levels. He's calling for new levels of consecration from you this morning. I know this isn't a rip-roaring, hollering, running around the room type service. And I'm telling you, it's really neat. I grew so much yesterday just in my understanding of the Lord and just, you know, about ministry and things. Because I'm telling you, I struggled with this. I'm like, I do not want to minister on this. I was almost fighting with him when I look back at it. I'm like, no, surely this cannot be him. These ladies are not coming to want to hear about stepping up into a new level of consecration. They don't want to hear this. But it was like, you know what? I believe the Lord knows exactly who would be here this morning. And he knows exactly the innermost cries of our heart. Yeah, your flesh don't want this. Nobody's flesh really does. But we can get to that point. But I believe the Lord has each one of us here this morning because he sees something in you. He sees that. And he wants to help you now realize, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm calling you up to a new level of consecration now. And to this morning with the word and by the power of the Holy Spirit that will be imparted to us this morning for a fresh start, I'm telling you, we're going to do it. Amen. Amen. I'm just determined. I'm determined. So first we need to be set apart from the world. Let's turn here. James chapter 1, verse 27. James 1:27, pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Everybody say unspotted. The NIV says to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Who knows? The world is full of pollution. We are living in one heck of a polluted world. And to, in order to move to this new level of consecration and to continue to move on in our new levels of consecration with the Lord, we need to keep ourselves from being spotted from this world, from being polluted by this world. And who knows? You don't have to go out of your way. You know, it used to be, I think, many, many years ago, you'd almost have to go out of your way to see something wrong. You know, now it's all over. We are surrounded by it. But glory to God, the Bible says that we are in this world, but we are not of it. And we don't have to partake of it. And we're not to be partaking of it. The Amplified says that word unspotted, uncontaminated. Come on, some of you germ freaks. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Do I have any germ freaks in here? Well, you know what? Take that germ freak fetish you got inside of you and turn it around and realize that is so dirty. That is full of contamination. I'm not letting that even touch me. I'm not even letting it get near me. I'm not even letting that get near me so it could try and sneeze on me. In the New Living Translation, it says to refuse to let the world corrupt us. Refuse. Everybody say refuse. I'm telling you this morning, as we hear this, there can be a fight put in you by the Holy Ghost. It's just time for us to refuse to let the world corrupt us. And I'm telling you, it's a fight. If we just sit back, we will be contaminated, we will be spotted, we will be polluted, we will be corrupted. It's a fight more than ever before to stay holy and to live holy by the grace of God. And I'm telling you, girls, it ain't getting any easier. It's getting harder and harder and harder. And boy, if that would be the reason why the Lord would be encouraging us this morning and making us realize, hey, girls, come on, step it up, step it up. Refuse to let the world corrupt us, but rather we need to be diligent to let the Word change us. We have to refuse to let the world corrupt us, but rather be diligent to let the Word, God's Word, change us. You can't change yourself. I can't change myself. We've tried, haven't we? Oh, I'm going to try to be a better person. I hate when I hear that. You prideful, arrogant thing, people out there thinking, I'm trying to be a better person. Well, stop trying, because you can't. Without Jesus, you can't. Nobody matches up to Jesus. But thank God, as we receive of his love, we receive of his mercy, we receive of the blood of Jesus that paid the highest price to wash us from our sin. Glory to God. Through the blood that we overcome. It's through the blood of Jesus that we get any better. Amen? So we can't try and be a better person. We just want to be a more diligent person. How's that? Diligent to the Word of God. Knowing these words aren't just words that I hear. These are words that go into my spirit as I feed. And they are transforming me from the inside out. Amen. It's a work of the Spirit of God, ladies. It's not of our own works. It's not of our own strength. It's of the Spirit. It's from the Spirit of God. Let him work in you. Let him. Romans chapter 12 in verse, I want to read 1 and 2. I beseech you. I mean, can you hear? I beseech you. It's like he was crying out. I mean, I beseech you. It's like, please listen. It's like, I'm begging you. Have any of us as a parent, or maybe if you don't have a child, maybe a real close friend or someone, has anybody ever almost, you found yourself almost begging someone to please not do something because you knew it wasn't good. You knew it wasn't going to turn out right. It's like, that's what he's like. I beseech you. I'm begging you. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, not by your own self, your own strength, but by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And it goes right on. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Notice that. And do not be conformed to the world. We're talking about being unspotted, uncontaminated. Well, here's this. Don't be conformed. Listen to what the word conform means. To behave, dress, and such in a way that most other people do. God's saying, you're my people, you're my girl. Don't be conformed to this world. We're to be transforming this world, not to be conforming to it. We're to be transformed by God and then helping him flow through us to help transform and bring his life to others too. Not conforming to it, wanting to look like it. Conform to behave, dress, and such in a way that most other people do. To act in accord with the prevailing standards, attitudes, and practices of a society or group. And sometimes I'm telling you, I hear some of the young kids saying, well, you know, it's on the Christian radio station. They sell that book in the Christian bookstore. I don't care. Well, all the kids at that other group are doing it. I don't care. We're not to be matching ourselves to any other group or society, whether the world or even the church world, but to Jesus Christ. And he's got the highest standards, and I'm not afraid to endeavor to follow him. Too many times Christians are looking for a cop-out. Well, it's not that bad. Look, so many people, they're doing it. Hey, we're all going to have to stand to him on that day by ourselves, not with the whole group that was doing it too. We're going to have to stand there by ourselves. Come on, girls, it's really something to think about, because it'll be too late soon. So we don't want to conform, but we want to be transformed. Glory to God, transformed. Listen to what that means. To change in condition, nature, disposition, or character. Here's another one. I love this. Implies a radical, thorough change, both inward and outward. Oh, well, God knows my heart, but yet you're still sinning? But God knows my heart. No, we should be seeing inward and outward change. And I'm not saying just think about your friends or someone else in your life. Think about you right now, your life right now. We want to constantly, in my life too, I want to constantly be seeing inward and outward change. Inward and outward change. Amen? It's not just about being saved. It's about walking out this life of salvation with a heart of consecration. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 5 in the Amplified. They're going to put it up. There's a few scriptures here. I don't think I'm just going to talk much of it. I'm just going to kind of let the scriptures speak for themselves on these next few. How's that? I might interject once in a while if I feel the Holy Ghost wants me to, but here's a few scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 5 in the Amplified. For this is the will of God, that you should be consecrated. You know, so many times, here we go already, little interjection. But you know, we want to do the will of God, don't we? I mean, and you always hear people in Christendom, oh, just if I could just find the will of God for my life. I just want to know the will of God for my life. Well, we got somewhere to start right here. Too many times we're trying to get out there. Meanwhile, you know, God's like, hey, well, let's work on this right now. And as we show ourselves faithful in the little things, he's able to make us ruler over many things. So here's part of his will right here. First and foremost, this is the will of God, that you should be consecrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy living. That you should abstain and shrink from all sexual vice. That each one of you should know how to possess, control, and manage his own body in consecration, purity, separated from things profane. And honor, not to be used in the passion of lust like the heathen, who are ignorant of the true God and have no knowledge of his will. Some of us have really come to know God is real, and we understand to a certain degree his will. This morning, I remember, it's like the Holy Ghost was so wanting to remind us, though, we aren't doing this in our own strength. This is with his help. He cannot consecrate you for you. Now, he saved us. He sanctified us. I mean, the Bible talks about we've been sanctified over in Hebrews 10. We've been sanctified. That's speaking of our spirit. When we were born again, we were given a brand new spirit. We are sanctified, speaking spiritually, spirit. We are a spirit man. But we have a soul, and that's what's being sanctified in this life, you see, and our body too. So we were sanctified spirit, but we are to be being sanctified. The Bible talks about to press on to the saving of your soul. You think, hey, I've already been saved. Yeah, our spirit's been saved, brand new, born again, but our soul has not been saved yet. And in this life, we're not supposed to be, oh, okay, well, I'm saved and I can just kind of do whatever I want and just kind of wash it with the blood of Jesus every so often when it seems to get a little dirty and I'm good. Well, okay. I was created for more. How about you? You were. We were created for much higher things than what this life tries to bring us down so low to the ground. We were created for higher things. And that's what consecration will help to bring. Us higher, a new level. You know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. A lot of this has to do with even just getting your mind renewed, gals. Getting your mind renewed to you are not the same person you used to be. You're not like a better version. My Lord, we were all people of absolute perversion before we got saved. I'm sure all different levels, but nonetheless, anything against Christ is perverted to me. To the Word, we see it. We were sinners. That's not us anymore. You picture yourself how clean he's made you. You see yourself spotless. Spirit, our spirit man, spotless, beautiful, perfect, not one blemish. That's who we are. And now we're to walk out this salvation with our soul and body too as we bring it into new levels of consecration as he calls us to do. 2 Timothy Chapter 2, verse 21. And this looks different on everybody, right? Because we're at all different levels. Like we said, the Lord requires different things from different ones at different times. I mean, when you're 2 years old, there's only so much naturally that, you know, you expect. I expected from my 2-year-old. But when my 2-year-old became a 6-year-old, I expected a little more. When he became a 12-year-old, I really expected some more, you see? So you can always line it up with the natural too, you know? So it's like, how old are you in the Lord? You know, look at it like that. What is the Lord requiring from you? That says, so whoever cleanses himself from what is ignoble and unclean, who separates himself from contact and contaminating and corrupting influences. I'm telling you, this went off in my spirit like something else this morning. Who separates himself from contact and contaminating and corrupting influence. We want to watch. Don't let yourself lie to yourself about bad influences in your life. There's influences that are contaminating and influencing you for the wrong. And if I were you, by the grace and help of God, I'd go from this place this morning. I'd say, so long. See, this consecration, he can't. What I was saying before, God cannot consecrate us. But he will be with us as we consecrate ourselves. It's not like he says, okay, be consecrated. I'll see you later when you get that all helped and fixed. No, he's saying, be consecrated. Here, I'm right here with you. Let's do it. Right? He can't do it for us, but he'll do it with us. Say, God can't do it for me, but he will do it with me. We need to know he's there. We need to look to him, and we need to rely on him and trust in him. Amen. The Lord, we never require anything from us that we were not able to do. The Bible's clear about that. So don't think this is too off the charts where, hey, I can't do this. This is unattainable. That would make God a very unjust God. And I choose to believe he's not unjust. We can do this. He's calling us to do this morning. He's commissioning us to do this. Flesh don't like it. Spirit man loves it. We could say it this way, it's suffering in the flesh. The Bible has quite a bit to say about suffering in the flesh. Maybe you don't see it very much because sometimes, you know, our flesh doesn't want to maybe really read it very much. I don't know, I'm thinking of this, you know, sometimes, you know, once in a while I've got like, you know, just a When you go to the gym, and you kind of, some of you maybe can relate to this, you know, you go to the gym and you try and work out, you know, who knows, you kind of just do only so much, right? But when you've got someone standing over you, maybe you've got a friend with you or someone standing over, someone you're paying money for, who knows, you're going to push. You're going to be pushed and you're going to press. It's going to push you. It's going to press you to do more. And to know that the Holy Spirit's like, he's our trainer, he's our helper, he's our standby, he's our best friend right there, saying, come on, you can do this. Let's push more, push harder, resist harder. We can do this. I'm right here with you. Let's get through it. Let's dominate it. Let's annihilate it. See, the flesh needs help in suffering. The flesh likes to make the flesh happy. What did you want to eat? Oh, yes, let's go do that. Oh, what do you want to drink? Oh, yes, let's go do that. What do you want to see? Oh, yes, let's go do that. Everything the flesh wants, the flesh gets. But there is something called suffering in the flesh. And that's not about sickness and disease. That's not my God. And that's not yours either. And I hope you know that. Not talking about suffering with sickness and disease. We're talking about suffering in the flesh concerning the desires, concerning our soul. I'd be willing to suffer. And I'm telling you, there's power right there in the obedience. There's power in obedience. We say, I'm willing, Lord. He said, I'm here, baby. We'll pick that up. Who separates himself from contact and contaminating and corrupting influences will then himself be a vessel set apart and useful for honorable and noble purposes. Come on, gals, I'm looking at a bunch of princesses in here. And we'll say queens. Queens for the Lord. We are honorable. We are noble people. We're not of this world. Why do we want to try and look like it? Why do we want to try and act like it? Why do we want to try and be a part of it? You're not going to find a queen living with the villagers. But the queen's there to help the villagers, isn't she? Consecrated and profitable to the master, fit and ready for any good work. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, in the New Living Translation. Check this out. Run away from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your own body. Or don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. Say, I do not belong to myself. See, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a woman, we've got to see ourselves knowing if we've been born again, it wasn't just like this prayer to get us to heaven. No, Jesus bought you back. He bought you back from the devil. You were the devil's, but you're not the devil's anymore. I was the devil's, but I'm not the devil's anymore. Jesus bought me back. I love that. And it's not like he just bought me, which would have been good enough. But my Lord, it's like who he bought me from. If he didn't buy me, whose would I still be? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you back with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Close your eyes. Say this with me. So I must honor God with my body. So I must honor God with my body. So I must honor God with my body. Amen. He can't do it for us, but he will do it with us. He paid too high of a price to let you slip away. New levels of consecration. Amen. He's calling us. Listen to this one. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 19 in the Amplified. Live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourselves to the evil desires that governed you. in your former ignorance, when you did not know the requirements of the gospel. But as the one who called you is holy, you yourselves also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call upon him as your father who judges each one impartially according to what he does, then you should conduct yourselves with true reverence throughout the time of your temporary residence on the earth, whether long or short. Let me remind you here, we are sojourners on this earth. This is not our home. One of the translations says it says, don't make yourself cozy in it. Temporary residence on the earth. And you know what we're doing here on earth is determining what we'll be doing up there in heaven. I know a lot of people think heaven, you just die and go to heaven and you'll just kind of be just, what will I really be doing? Maybe some of us have never even really thought, well, you know, I just thought I'd be just singing to Jesus all the time or, you know, worshiping God. Well, what does that look like, you know? But heaven is a real place and there's real activity that goes on. I mean, but I can't get into that, but it's life. There's life in heaven. You know, there's jobs and duties and there's kingdoms and there's ranks and there's authority, all sorts of things, all sorts of things. So what we're doing down here, it's our preparation time for where we're going to be placed up there. Something to think about. That will help keep things into perspective, huh? You must know, recognize that you were redeemed, ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living inherited by tradition from your forefathers, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but you were purchased with the precious blood of Christ, the Messiah, like that of a sacrificial lamb without blemish or spot. Thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, that when we do fail, when we do sin, when we do miss the mark, we can repent. We can receive cleansing, fresh cleansing from our Father, a washing of the blood of Jesus. It makes us clean. It removes the spot. It removes the stains. It's not by our works. It's the blood of Jesus. But then we have to work in that to keep ourselves out of works mentality and condemnation. Just a simple, helpless child, just receiving that mercy from God and that cleansing. He knows in your heart if you really mean it, you know. There's only so far Christians are going to go with thinking, well, you know I can. I mean, there's Christians that really believe they can live like this. And they're in for a rude awakening if they haven't already. That they can just sin. Hey, I know, I just get washed, the blood of Jesus, you know. But, you know, the Bible talks about trampling the spirit of grace and things. And God's not mocked. He's not going to be mocked. What you sow is what you reap. He can't change that law just for me or you. And so sin is a serious thing. And that's why God knew how serious it was. So he knew, hey, if we fell, if we missed the mark, my blood, it'll remove that spot. It'll remove that stain. It won't be able to remain clean again. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And then our minds got to really grasp that and know that it really is taken care of. God told me so. Because see, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But if we keep thinking we're this, well, we're going to just keep being that. But when we start seeing who we really are, there's power in that to rise up to be who we really are. In the NIV of 1 Peter 1:18, listen to what it says there. One spot it said that we were redeemed from the empty way of life. We have been redeemed from the empty way of life. Who knows, this life is empty without Jesus. It is empty. People are empty. All those superstars, whatever, their life looks like it's filled with so much wonderfulness. Doubt it. And some of them will testify to it, you know. This life is empty without Jesus. Do you know why? Because he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. So without Jesus, there is no life. So going after the things of the world will not, cannot ever satisfy or fulfill us. It can't. There's only one that can fulfill us, and that's Jesus. And we keep growing with him, and we keep going with him, and we keep listening with him, to him, and we keep flowing with him, and we keep obeying him as we continue to grow. So here's your answer. If life seems to be so unfulfilling and empty, and who knows, we all go through times like this. Because, you know, there's some people that, you know, and this even, maybe you're doing great, but this is maybe for a friend of yours or a coworker. I mean, who knows? We're not just here for ourselves this morning. It's for ourselves, but it's to help others too, ladies, right? So we're learning to help ourselves and then to help others too. I mean, aren't you just done with life, just the world just supposed to be rotating around you? Like you're the center of it all? That's a sad life. That's an empty life. But who knows, we can go through seasons of this, so to say. And there's no justifying it. It's just we got our eyes off Jesus is what happened. But bottom line is, we can go through seasons of this. Get your eyes back on Jesus. But as you go through seasons of possibly feeling, you know, what's wrong? I just feel empty. It just seems so unfulfilling. There's things to check up on sometimes. And maybe this is a problem. James chapter 4, verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. I mean, that's really, can't get much simpler than that. I don't think I really have to explain that, do I? I mean, it's strong, isn't it, though? It's strong. Because we see so much of it in the church world. It just doesn't seem like it's the norm. Because it's not. Sad to say, a lot of the church world is this way. Because if you're a friend with the world, it says right here, you make yourself an enemy of God. I mean, it's not even like, oh, you know, you make Jesus not be your best friend anymore. It's like, you make him an enemy. I mean, it's one thing to just like not be friends with someone. It's another thing to have an enemy, right? He's not even saying, well, I won't be your friend. He's like, I'm your enemy. I don't want God to be my enemy. How about you? So this isn't something that we just did that day we got born again. This is something we constantly do, and we constantly want to step up into new levels of consecration. You know what the Spirit of God's been dealing with you about. I know what he's been dealing about with me. We can step it up this morning. You don't have to. He's not going to make you, but he sure is encouraging you to do it. In the Amplified, that says, you are like, listen to this, you are like unfaithful wives having illicit love affairs with the world and breaking your marriage vow to God. Do you not know that being the world's friend is being God's enemy? So whoever chooses to be a friend of the world takes his stand as an enemy of God. That is heavy stuff. So I encourage you, you ask God to help you if you want help. Lord, show me, because it's different with each and every life in here. Lord, show me, where is it with me? If there is, show me. Show me where I might be actually being a friend of the world, therefore making myself your enemy. None of us would ever stand up and say, yeah, I want to be an enemy of God. None of us would ever stand up and say, yes, I want to be a friend of the world. I mean, I don't think any of us would really do that. But yet it's the actions that speak louder than the words, isn't it? So we have to check up on our lives constantly. Am I being a friend of the world? I mean, just you check it out. What's going on? What are you doing? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Who are you hanging out with? Where are you going? What are you reading? What are you looking at? What are you doing? Let it be between you and God. Talk to him about that. He's not there to condemn you in that moment. My Lord, he's there to forgive you and cleanse you and raise you up in that moment. Amen. He's a good, good father. That's who he is. Amen. That's just who he is. In the New Living Translation, well, no, let me read verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? I mean, We just don't have time to keep pondering and thinking about on all these scriptures, but I hope later you really ponder some of these things, gals. It's like even here, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. It's like God is jealous for you. When we're not giving him our love, you know, the top of the barrel, so to say, of our love and our affection and our time, and saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to obey you and I'm going to trust you to help me do this, you know. If we're not doing that with him, I mean, he's jealous. He gets jealous. Has anyone ever been jealous before? I mean, we can get jealous. You know, jealousy can look bad. That can be pretty nasty stuff. Ugly. This is saying that the Spirit of God who dwells in us yearns jealously for us. Listen to this. The New Living Translation, it says, jealously longs for us to be faithful. Jealously longs for us to be faithful. And again, we're all at different places. You know, who knows? I mean, hey, we're an awesome group this morning. We were faithful with our Saturday morning. Look, we're giving it to Jesus this morning. You know, I mean, that's to be commended to come. I mean, we love God. Not one lady in here doesn't love God and doesn't want to serve God and know God more. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. That's to be commended. That's beautiful. It's awesome. But I know he's challenging us. Yearns, that word yearns in the Greek means to intensely crave possession of. To intensely crave possession of. The Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God in me is intensely craving the possession of all of you. You think, well, he's got me. Well, yeah, Spirit, you're his, he's yours. Spirit, man, what about in that soul, in our body? That's where that consecration comes in that we're talking about. He wants all of us, spirit, soul, and body too, to intensely crave possession of. Here's another one. To dote upon, D-O-T-E, to dote upon. You ready for this word dote means? I had to look it up because I was clueless. To dote upon, to bestow or express excessive love or fondness habitually. Isn't that great? The Spirit of God, this scripture's telling us, on the inside of you and me, intensely craves possession of all of us. Our whole being, he is intensely craving possession of you. You know, sometimes people, women especially, they base their worth on how many people are honking their horns at them or whistling at them. My Lord, that is belittling to you. Don't take that as a compliment. That is belittling. That's not complimenting. You're not a dog. You're a human being. Don't take that as a compliment. The enemy loves to do that. And he uses it to raise you up in pride so then he'll get you to fall right on your face in some way. I've seen it. No. The Spirit of God. There's that part of us inside that longs to be longed for. That longs to be loved. And women, you know, we go looking out for in a man. It's like, first and foremost, it's got to be Jesus. He's doting us. He's doting you this morning. He's always wanting to do this with us. Here's something, we're just too busy trying to look for it somewhere else. And he's like, will you sit down and let me love on you? Will you sit down and let me fulfill you? Through and through. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody can do me like the Lord. Don't ask me where that came from. I have no idea. Sometimes I feel like there's this secret hidden something. It's in here. I don't know. There's weird things in here. Sometimes they come out and I want to break that open later and see what's in there. Hallelujah. So we're being commissioned for consecration this morning. And so right now there's a song that we're going to have them play that came to me. And I just saw us just sitting here with our eyes closed, just letting this song minister to us. Amen. Maybe you want to get up.
His presence, His love is so thick and tangible in this room tonight. And there are some of you here that have not encountered the love of God. And tonight, God wants to encounter you and wants you to feel His love, His amazing love. Without it, these are just songs. These are just words. These are just instruments. Without the love of God, it's just like we're just up here just making noise. But the love of God changes us, and we're never the same. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. We're never the same after we encounter the love of God. And right now, if you haven't encountered the love of God, and you would know, because you wouldn't be the same. You would never be the same again. And if you want to encounter the love of God right now, you better just brace yourself, because He's about to just blow in this place. And we're going to encounter the love of God right now. So God, I speak to all the hearts, and I ask God that every heart be open right now. Every heart be open. Every spirit be open up to you, God.
Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father. How you love us. Thank you, Lord. How you love us. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, even concerning today, the things that you put so heavy on my heart to say, this is how much you love us. You love us too much to stay the same. You love us too much on this level to remain. Your love is drawing us up higher. Your love is drawing us in deeper, that we could know and experience you even greater. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to read this prophecy, just a few little lines as I was preparing the Lord. I just started prophesying. I just started typing. We are being commissioned, called by the Lord, a call for consecration to one and to all. So she who has ears to hear, let her hear from Him. This new level of consecration now to begin. Not looking to your own might, strength, or power, but now looking to Him, His empowerment, this very hour. For when I am weak, that is when He is strong in me. So by His Spirit now, this fresh consecration to be. Great grace now to be imparted to you, to those that have heard and are choosing to do. For with His words come His very power too, to help you do that which He has commissioned you. And then I saw an impartation line. It will be just an impartation of just, sometimes who likes kickstarts, right? I just know some of us, and some of you might feel like, I don't need that, and that's fine, you stay. Just a kickstart for this fresh, new way. An impartation. Maybe some people might not even understand this, but just, sometimes through the laying on of hands, God, His power is released into a person. We've seen it so many times here at this church, of course. And, sometimes it comes in the form of heat, like it's a fire, a heat. Sometimes it just almost feels electric to some people, Sometimes they just kind of almost feel drunk, just overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit just coming upon them. So don't be weirded by maybe, if you've never seen maybe possibly what you would see. We just love each other, right? And we just want God to minister to each one that would come up here, and let Him minister to them the way He'll minister to them. And then if you want Him to minister to you, He'll just minister to you the way He'll minister to you, okay? And everyone yields differently to the Spirit of God when He comes upon them. You might just stand there. You just stand there and receive. It's not about falling down. It's not about standing up. It's just receiving from the hand of God and from His mighty love. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And you show her, too, the things that she needs to see and needs to do. The power that's in that obedience, oh my, it'll bring her all the way through. Great grace, great grace, great grace. Now calling you up to that higher place, higher yet, yeah, yeah, higher yet. To be higher yet, you'll see. a fulfillment of every desire as you take this step up higher. Great grace. Grasoka, grasoka, grace, grace. Grace, grace, grace. Thank you for the impartation of grace upon her as she endeavors with her heart to ever seek your face and to move up into that higher place now. This grace comes upon you so it won't be so hard. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Great grace upon Cherilee, your queen. Lord, great grace. Oh, she will not walk by that which is seen. Great grace upon her to hear. Great grace upon her to do. Great grace upon her to run. To run, Father, wholeheartedly after you. Hallelujah. Great grace. Great grace as she rises and shines. Great grace, everything will be just fine. Stay in the grace. Keeps you in your place. Consecrated life. Oh. And you're going to see of my face, Cindy. Great grace, great grace, great grace upon this precious lady of yours, God. Rise, 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 rise. Thank you, Lord. You answer her the deepest, most cries. That I see in the days ahead that are clear to me. Level of consecration, Lord. Ha, in Jesus' name. So take that, devil. Oh, great grace. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Impartation flows for this thing now. To grow. Consecration, he will show you. I see you coming to him and him overflowing on you, pouring out that love. Wow. That you haven't even experienced yet. ready. Get ready. Get ready. Great grace. Thank you, Lord. Great grace. In Jesus' name. Impartation. As she answers your voice and she makes the choice, Lord. Just refuses to allow those things to stay the same. Stay the same. Empowered. In Jesus' name. Be empowered in Jesus' name. To step up higher now this morning as you've heard him proclaim. And as you step up into those new places, you will experience even fresh new graces, and you will bring them into those places where I see those faces. Ashahatakaya, Ashahatakaya, calling you up higher so you can go call them up higher to this higher place God is calling you. Chosen the way of consecration. Marked in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Great grace, Lord. As she dances and twirls around, Lord. Great grace found, Lord. Rolling around, grace is found, grace is released, grace is increased now. It'll be different now because you're different now. Not anything you could ever do, but simply by the supply that has come to you. That higher consecration, oh my, and you shall see the manifestation. It doesn't come before the consecration. And so, Lord, you show her exactly what it is to do. And by your grace and your empowerment, she shall do it. She won't be worried about the others that don't. She will continue to look to you, even if they say, I won't. She says, I will. Still, Lord, I will. Aliashe, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great grace. Great grace upon Sherry. As she follows you in this higher elevation in her consecration to you, God, spirit, soul, and body too, together with you by your grace, this thing she does do. In Jesus' name, grace unto you. Grace, grace, grace in Jesus' name. Oh my, thank you, Lord. And she does fly high. It's not steps she takes, but it's flying. I see wings flying up and through. Lord, anything, anything, I'll give it for you. Chamo, chamo, chamo. Chamo, chamo, chamo. Thank you, Lord. Grace, grace, grace. In Jesus' name. Empowerment. Empowerment there, Rose. Now, this day, I hear you have chose now empowerment upon you, and it will even flow through those now. In Jesus' name. Okacha, 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 okacha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There he is, Ariel. There he is. There he is. See? Oh, he loves me. Oh, how could you love me that much, Lord? Lord, she be drunk on your love. Drunk, drunk as a skunk. On your love to keep her from that funk. May she be drunk as a skunk.
Jesus, Jesus.
Woo. Thank you, Lord. Great grace. Ha. Empowerment to know and empowerment now to grow. As Danielle sees these things that she needs to do and some things that must go. Lord, in her heart, she does know. She doesn't have to question, oh, God, is that me? Am I seeing this thing clearly? Yeah. He will show you. I see, and you will know what needs to be. And by the empowerment that is given to you today, those very things you shall do, and you won't wait another day. Just do it. Thank you, Lord. Alahasha. Oh, great grace, empowerment too, for her to rise up into this new consecration you're calling her into. Yep, she sees and she knows. And now, oh my, wait till you see how she grows. Oh, ha, oh, ha. Empowerment of grace. An empowerment of grace. Whoa. Woo. Woo. Whoa. Download to do what she's been told. It's a Holy Ghost grace download to do what she's been told, the very things that she does know. Lord, Lord, help her to be bold in her soul, the things that she does know. Mm-mm. Don't put up with that in your life anymore. Ha, 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 garment of grace. In Jesus' name. Consecration. Yeah. We know those things that can't remain. Those things in our mind at times we even find. No, no, no. Gotta go. Empowered this very hour to step up into your new place of consecration. Oh my, the things you will see and the answers that will so quickly even come from me. They won't be delayed by the thoughts and the doubt in your mind that have been swayed. Rest, relax, and see. Deliverance, help. It always comes from me. Empowerment now, Lord, and she's not doing it without you. You're not doing it for her. You're doing it with her. In Jesus' name. La, 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 la. Grace, grace, grace upon this precious, lovely face. Grace and empowerment too. You've been hearing him. You've been knowing. There's some things in my heart I just must do. I'm grieving my heart by not being a part. I'm grieving my heart by not doing what I know to do. And so now this morning, may I speak these words and release you. Fulfill his will in Jesus' name. Yet in that, I'm stepping up. I'm taking on this new level of consecration. And like never before in my life, I will see the full manifestation of God in and on my life. And God flowing through me too. Even as a little child, he told. Sorabahashe, 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 Sorabahashe of Kwasia Mehdea. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great grace, I declare over you and upon you now. Great grace, empowerment that comes from this place that we stand. This empowerment that simply flows through this hand. Believe, receive. Be relieved and set at ease. All is well. All is well. Empowered to do, empowered to grow, empowered to step up now in this new level of consecration she is coming to know. Aha, ha, 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 ha. New heights, Lord, as she takes hold of you tight. Lord, takes a hold of your grace and looks to you to help her get to this new place, this higher place of consecration, as she looks to you. You give her revelation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, Grandma, Grandma, Grandma Betty. Great grace upon you. Great grace in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah. Consecration. Consecration. Empowered. No, you don't have to do it anymore. No, you don't have to do it anymore. No, you don't have to do it anymore. No, you won't do it anymore. No, you won't do it anymore. No, you won't do it anymore. Powered. In Jesus' name. Ah, Shayan. Great grace in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Stepping it up. Whole household follows too. Stepping it up. Consecration, Lord, commissioned by you. I stand and receive it. I believe it. And I will implement it too in our home dedicated to you. Such great grace upon you. Such great grace to continuously carry you, bringing you through to the other side, bringing you through, learning to hide. Yeah. Empowerment as you rise. Those things he's telling you that have been compromised. Ask him and he will tell you and he will show you. Thank you, Lord. Forgive. Yeah. Great grace upon Marcy. Great grace. Things you're showing her, her eyes do see. These things that you are calling and requiring of her now to be as she learns of consecration. You show her. Your grace and empowerment does help her. Yeah. Oh my. Such speed. As these words today you heed, I see such speed in the spirit growing up supernaturally fast. Yeah. Yeah. Supernaturally fast. So we just simply take hold of what was said and stay steadfast. In Jesus' name. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Whoa. Wait a minute. No, no, kite aluana kariene. Oh, shiaki entoade deshte. Great grace. Empowerment for her place. Empowerment in her position. Yeah. Children see and give the due recognition. Lord, grace upon the children too. And these things that you are showing her that they need to do. Grace upon all three as you consecrate your lives afresh, holy unto me. You liar, you liar, 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 down, liar, down, liar, hihisha, hihisha, in the ochiamo kabara, the onaxia jamba kiaso kabanda, in the name of Jesus, if it dies of the idea. Empowered, you and I. Of her until she is just not the same. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. The higher way, she has seen it before. The higher way, but it has been shunned before too. And it has been run from too. That's been the case with every one of us too. But not today. She sees your grace in a place, and she's willing now to consecrate her race. You see the choice, you heard her voice, and now an empowerment of grace on the choice. In Jesus' name, amen. Great grace, grace. Oh, holy eyes to see, holy eyes. Wow, can that really be? Holy eyes now will see this new place consecrated for me. Oh my, I wasn't seeing clearly, but now I see clearer than ever before. Oh my, oh, I see my Lord. Grace. Empowerment in Jesus' name. Time to grow. Time to see. Because now I know. I was called so much more. I was raised to take my place. The place is so much higher than where you have been, I see. The place is so much higher in the spirit that our mind tries to make us think so naturally. I see you higher in the spirit than you think you are. Wow, good to see that, Lord. She's much higher, much higher. So grace and empowerment to do what you are speaking to her to do, consecration and elevation now for the glory of you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Consecration. Consecration. Grace. Ha 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 ha. Oh, there's a download. Download of the grace. Yeah, to be bold. To be bold in what you know. To be bold in that consecrated flow. Be bold to say it. Be bold to speak it. Be bold. Don't let it be weakened. Empowerment to stay strong all along. In Jesus' name. Alelisho, grace and empowered. Empowerment of grace in this very hour to the new place of consecration you're calling her into. Spirit, soul, and body too. Consecration all around. New level now found. In Jesus' name. Ayodeya Shaya. Ha, In Jesus' name, great, great grace. Impartation of great grace as you step up into that higher place. There it is. The place he's been calling you to. There it is. Step on out. You live from here now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Great grace upon her, Lord. As she has come to hear. She has come with a heart that does draw near. Only you see to the very soul of this one. These battles, Lord, that still need to be won. But you do see. And so we are guaranteed a victory. Thank you for victory in our life. Victory, I do see. Victory, I do say. Victory in every area of your life as you hear and heed the word. You teach our Holy Spirit, like only you can do, these things that you are pricking at our heart, so to say. These things she needs to tend to. And let this empowerment of grace that comes from this place be upon her mightily as she does go to that higher place. She will know. Christ in the end of great grace. Great grace. Lord, I see two levels coming up for you. You were a little slow on one of them, but now he's got another one you're coming up to. So now, by the supernatural grace imparted unto you, we're going to take one full leap that actually equals two for you.
God, I love it.
So be empowered to operate from that new higher place in Jesus' name. Woo, amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Great grace upon her. Oh, yeah. Well, she's not the same, so it won't be the same. Because she's in a different place now. And so there's now a new grace now to tackle that old thing I see at times the enemy tries to bring. No. She's higher. She's deeper. She's consecrated. Resistance, so to say. We will not wrestle with flesh and blood, we will pray. And they will receive. Which I say, yeah, Lord, as the mother lost it. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Consecration. In Jesus' name. No, you know what to do. Leave the rest up to me. I know how to pull it through. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Great empowerment of grace this morning. Imparted into you for this new level of consecration. Oh, woman of God, He's calling you out and into. I will not sound like them. I will not dress like them, even though I might be found around them. I will allow God's best to shine through as I continue in these new levels of consecration with you. Decisions to be made, opportunities to be denied, as in God, I will continue to hide. And then the opportunities to take, I will know just which one, just which way. Consecrated life. I can hear you clearly say, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org, and you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.